Now let's talk about sound support. Sound is one area where Windows Phone and Web Silverlight differ a bit. Under Silverlight for Web, we can use the Media Element class to playback WMA and MP3 format audio. Multiple instances of the Media Element class can be played simultaneously, and the sound output will be automatically mixed. However, on Windows Phone, we have access to the XNA game libraries, including sound support. This is a much more efficient way to add mixed sound to a Silverlight game on Windows Phone, but it only supports WAV format sound files. The Physics Helper library has a useful class wrapper for sound, which we'll use to play a hit puck sound for both platforms. Let's start with our Silverlight web application project. I'm going to add a new folder inside the project, and we'll name that Sounds. And within that folder, I'll add an existing item. So within the sample download, we'll go to the shuffleboard directory, sounds, and we'll select hitpuck, and in this case, it's a WMA file because we're within a Silverlight web project. We want to make sure that the build action for this is set to content. And now let's set up the sound for the Windows Phone project. I'm going to right-click that project and add in a new folder, and we'll name it sounds as well. And in this folder, we'll add in our WAV file. So we'll go to the Windows Phone subdirectory, and then Sounds, and select the WAV file in the sample download. And again, we want to set this build action to content. Now, if we go to our UC main game CodeBehind file, we'll first declare an instance of a SoundMain class. And again, this is defined within the Physics Helper library. And I'll just add this to my class level declarations. Next, in the loaded event for our main game, we're going to define the sound. So we're going to select the define the sound snippet and paste this in here. And notice this is using our compiler directive. So under Windows Phone, we're going to load in the WAV file. And also notice we don't prefix this with a forward slash for root on Windows Phone. And under Silverlight for Web, we're going to load in the WMA file. And in this case, we do have to prefix it with a forward slash. Now we want to play this file in the case of a collision. So let's go to the collision event. So within the physics controller collision event, we're going to add in some code here. This is going to be the play the sound snippet. Here we're going to check if a puck is colliding with another puck, and if it is, then we'll get a reference to the physics sprite for the first puck, and if the velocity of that puck is greater than 10 in the X or Y, then we're going to play our puck hit. Now, we don't have to worry about checking sprite 2 because this event handler is called for each sprite in the collision. So let's run this. So let's try this sound effect. I'll throw one out there and attempt to hit it. There we go. So it's a real subtle sound effect, but we do have sound here on the website. Now let's try the Windows Phone project. We'll set that as the startup. Let's try to get two of these to collide again. There we go. So again, it's a real subtle sound, but it is working for us.